coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited about the show on today. I tell you, we have done it again. We have snagged another fantastic, phenomenal person to bring to the Lalisa Williams Show. So we want to thank our casting director, the person that goes out and gets all of these phenomenal people to be on the show. I mean, it's just been an incredible year. And today, just falling right in line with all the other incredible guests and topics that we have had on the broadcast, we have this awesome woman. I'm going to tell you about her, but I want to give a big kudos and thank you and shout out to we have several casting reps out there that find people for the show. But our most successful rep right now that has brought in the most phenomenal, dynamic people, I'm telling you, you can't meet these people on your own. You can't meet them. Let me tell you, let's give it up for Facebook. Facebook, you're working it. I'm telling you. And you know the best part about it? It's the cost of your computer at home or your iPad or your cell phone. It's free. I tell you, talk about being smart, working smart and not hard. Well, we certainly are excited, and we are in our virtual studio here in our beautiful home. And guess what happens? Sometimes people love to cut their grass in the morning. So got a little background noise there. Let's get rid of that. But I know my phone is going to be buzzing off the hook. People are going to be making comments because people most definitely don't want to miss this awesome, awesome broadcast. You know, I tell you, this is this person that I want to introduce to you. Some you probably already have heard of her. She's been on several TV shows. She's done several TV broadcasts, radio broadcasts, speaking engagements, conferences, seminars, retreats. She's written tons of books. No, literally a ton. You know, so many books. And I'm going to read off the title of some of her books a little bit later. But she's an author. She helps to transform professionals from invisible to impeccable. She is a grace and charm specialist, expert, coach, and she's actually created a grace and charm success system. She's a small business influencer nominee. She's been named to the Who's Who for the top 100 women in e-commerce. I'm telling you, that is absolutely amazing just to hear all these wonderful things that she has done. And I tell you, it's just, I can't wait to for you to hear, you know, from this awesome, awesome woman. And we're going to get right to introducing her in just a moment. But I just want you to put your hands together for my new friend, Ms. Wylita Aquil. Welcome her to the Lalisa Williams Show. Everybody, put your hands together. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wylita, welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for that very wonderful introduction. You know, every time I hear myself being introduced, I always think, you know, I did that.
You know? Okay. Yes, you did that, and we're going to give it up for you one more time.
Thank you, thank you. And I just want to, again, just thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity to share Grace and Charm with your listeners and to, of course, you know, thank those that take out of their busy time, out of their busy schedules to even tune in. So that is something that I do not take for granted, and I do not take that very lightly because your time is very, very, very important. And I just want to say that, you know, in spite of all of the accolades, I am really no different from you or any of your listeners out there. The only difference between us is that I made a decision. Just like you, Lalisa, you make a decision, and that decision changed your life.
Wow. Wow. Well, you are, I'm just blessed to know you. I'm so glad that you said yes right away when we asked you to be on the broadcast. I saw that you were on a television show, and I said, wow, and I saw what you were doing, and I said, oh, you know, I want to get her on the show. I want to expose our listeners to her. You know, we have over 600 or so listeners for the Lalisa Williams Show, and I mean probably more than that, but I'm just going by our archive numbers of the people that listen. And we're picking up steam every day. We're out meeting people every single day, and so it is really important to me that if we're going to do the Lalisa Williams Show, we want to bring on people of substance, people of that have great content to share. But one of the areas that I'm moving very swiftly in is the area of entrepreneurship.
That is awesome.
Women leaders. I'm moving, but I'm at the same time I'm being pulled into that. So it's not like, you know, all my life this is something I wanted to do. Not like the little young cute little girl I saw on the Olympics the other day.
Isn't she awesome? Oh gosh.
Little Gabby Duck.
That young lady, I told my husband, she just defies gravity. She is just, I mean, I'm speechless.
You know, and the Fabulous Five, you know, the Jordan, and I can't think of some of their other names, but, you know, all of them, you know, and all of them, every last one of them, over and over and over, it was like, okay, since I was a little girl, I've been wanting to, and they're still little girls. Some of them, they're still teenagers.
Right. Yeah, they're still little girls.
But they've been wanting to do this since they were in the world. And, you know, the awesome thing is I have a little girl that lives next door to me that I remember when the mother had the child. She was considering having me babysit for the little girl because that particular I was not working. And but she went and ended up going to stay with a mother or someone, a grandmother or something. But I watched this little girl grow up. Now, this little girl is about 8 or 9. And she told me when she was 5, she told me, I'm going to win the gold medal in the Olympics.
Oh, wow. Isn't that awesome?
And I said, well, what do you do? She says, I'm a gymnast. I said, oh, really? Yeah, right. She's only 5 at that time. I said, show me something. Give me some, you know, because you got the lawn there. I said, show me something. That little girl began to flip and tumble. I said, yes, you're going. Okay. Don't you agree, Luke? Are you going? If you can do this at 5, you're going. And if you can say that at 5, you're going.
He's going. Absolutely. 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 And you know what? That just brings to mind, you know, we all have those dreams or had those dreams as little girls and boys. Don't you remember dreaming about what you would do when you grew up? And, you know, and as we go through life, our dreams are dashed. We allow other people to speak into our lives, and we allow other people, and they may have very well, you know, have good intentions, you know, to tell us, you know, what we should be, our school counselors, our parents, our friends, the people that we associate with. And, you know, that just, I just want to say to our listeners, go back. You know, if you're struggling and you're not sure, you know, what you want to do or how you fit in or what your gifts and talents are, go back. Because one thing that I found on my journey of being an entrepreneur, and I've done all kinds of other things in my life, but I went back to what God had planted in me originally. And that is what brings me the most joy, and that is what I'm able to do effortless. Not saying that it's not hard work, but it's effortless because I enjoy it, I love it. So go back. I think there's a song that speaks to that. Go back.
Go back. Oh, no. Listen, you know, and as you were saying that, what was it that you wanted to do when you were a little girl? That every, or little boy, whatever, everybody has those dreams, but they got squashed somewhere in life. And you know what? It's so funny that you would say that. Here I sit at almost 56 years old, a radio show host, radio show personality, the way I like to look at it. But this is what I was doing as a little kid. We used to do talent shows. That was what we did, and that was the love of my life, was to talent shows, and it was 7 of us. And so if you threw in another child or two, it was a good little audience. And, you know, it didn't take much. And, you know, a couple of cousins come over. But even when no one was there but the 7 of us, you know, we had all our little doll babies, and little chatty Cathy.
Mm-hmm.
And they became the audience. And so with 5 girls, there were at least 4 or 5 other doll babies. And so we had a nice little audience. And so that's what I'm used to. So when people look at me now and they think, well, she's always in front of people. She's always done. But this is something I've been doing since I was born.
And I remember, you know, as a little girl, back way back in the 50s, and we had the Sears catalog, and I would flip through the Sears catalog and look at the models and say, that's what I want to do. One day I am going to do this. I had no idea what it would take for me to do it. And then, of course, at that time in space, 1950s, you know, there weren't very many black female models or black models, period. The only time we saw a black person in a magazine was either in Jet or Ebony. And that's so I was able to accomplish that goal. I became a model. But, you know, and I think back, I've always been an entrepreneur.
Hold it. You just slid that in on me. You said I was a model. Hold on. I didn't know that. I didn't catch that. But let me tell you, I knew that picture. I said, wait a minute. That's an almighty looking pose there. So now, okay. So, because, I mean, beautiful. If you all have not been to her website, I don't want to interrupt her for so long. Please go to graceandcharm.com.
Graceandcharm.com.
She has a powerful website, beautiful, absolute gorgeous picture. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and so, you know, I looked at all these women, you know, they're posing, and I always loved the fashion and the glamour. And, you know, my family was no way had the resources. We were poor, but I didn't know that we were poor, so that's another story. But I always, like, you know, how do they do that? You know, and I always purchased the 17 magazines, and I was always making these facials and, you know, doing my exercise and eating right, and, you know, I just did things that people didn't even think about doing way back when. But it just goes to show you that, you know, we have these gifts that are in us at birth, at conception. I believe that God gives you, he knows what you're going to be, what you're going to accomplish. He knows the beginning at the end. And because of life, we stray away from that. So I just wanted to say that if you are struggling, just wanted to encourage our listeners out there that, you know, if you are struggling and you have a heart's desire to be a to be an entrepreneur, go back and just tap in, just daydream for a little while, just fantasize for a little while. Or maybe you don't want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you have a dream to, or had a dream to be a scientist or a fashion designer or an inventor, whatever it is or whatever it was, just go back to that and tap into that. And I can guarantee you that will power you to the level of success. Being an entrepreneur or even being a career professional is not an easy road. It's not an easy road. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of determination, and it does take a lot of sacrifice. So where you see me now, that's why I say, you know, when I hear the accolades, it's like, I did that, because I am a woman that filed bankruptcy not once but twice.
All right now.
Started over more times than I care to remember. But I just share that because when you look at my website or and you read the bullet points of, you know, what I've done, you just see the surface, the glitz, the glamour. You don't have or don't know the sacrifice, the pain, the tears, the frustrations, the disappointments that got me to this point, because they did. They got me to this point. It was not, and don't let people fool you. And I think that a lot of times, you know, we are mesmerized when we see these one-night wonders, these overnight success. There is no such thing as overnight success. And if there is, trust me, it's one in trillions. It just doesn't happen like that. There's always a back-end story that most of the times we don't have the opportunity or the privilege to know. So I will share my back-end story. Like I said, I am a woman that has filed bankruptcy twice. So, and I'm not saying go out and file bankruptcy. Don't do that. But if you have, or and it's something, a decision that you have to make and you find yourself in that position, go ahead and do that. But just, I'm just saying that if that's something that you have to do, don't let that deter you. Don't buy into the mindset that you have no future, that you have no hope, that there's no resources. It's harder, yes. It takes longer, perhaps, but you can still make it, because I'm making it. I won't say I've made it. I am making it happen. Hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of sacrifices. But when you know that you know that you know what you are supposed to do and you know what your gift is to the world, nothing can stop you. So the way that Grace and Charm evolved, because it has been an evolution, I've changed my business name, gosh, more times than I care to remember. I have reinvented myself, repositioned myself, and in the process now of reinventing and repositioning. So you never stop growing. The minute you stop growing, you are dead. You are absolutely dead. So I've always been interested in the fashion, the glamour, you know, being proper and knowing what to do. And, of course, like I said before, my family didn't have the resources. And so when I became a young lady, I won't say an adult, I'll say a young lady, and could finance my education, one of the first things that I did is that I went to a finishing school. Now, most people are like, what is a finishing school? Well, a finishing school is where you go to learn how to walk, you learn how to talk, you learn how to stand, how to sit, how to hold your hands. your hairstyle, your makeup, you discover what clothes look best on you. I mean, the whole nine yards, shoes, everything. So that's one of the first things that I did for myself, because I grew up no confidence, no self-esteem. And back in the day, being a dark-skinned African-American girl was not in at all.
Wow.
So, no self-esteem at all.
Wow.
Yeah, so and some of you all may can relate to that. That's another story in itself. So, and that really helped boost my self-esteem and my confidence. But I found myself, you know, still lacking because what happened once I, you know, completed the finishing school and the modeling training, I did model for a while. And I found myself, in the company of very successful, wealthy people, and I had no idea what to do. I had no idea what to say. I mean, I just felt completely out of place. And so I decided, okay, I need some more training. And I decided to go to an etiquette and protocol training. Matter of fact, it is the Protocol School of Washington, one of the number one training schools when it comes to etiquette and protocol in the world. I went there, completed that training, and to make a long story short, of course, that opened up many doors for me. I found myself in a company of very wealthy, successful entrepreneurs, politicians, spiritual leaders, you know, just in that circle of people. And so what I realized, Lalisa, is that, you know, if the finishing school training coupled with the etiquette training opened those doors for me, what could it do for other people? And so that's how Grace and Charm came about. But let me go back just a little bit more, because growing up, you know, when you don't have self-esteem and confidence, you don't like yourself, you don't like other people. And when you don't like other people and other people don't like you, you just hit brick walls over and over and over and over again. And it's always the other person's fault. So it took me a lifetime almost to realize that, hey, something is wrong with Walitha. Why is it that I have all these skills, talents? I mean, I've done everything, direct sales, number one in that category. I mean, so it's not that I didn't know what to do or when to do it, but people didn't like working with me, and I didn't understand why. And I stepped back, and I really did some deep down soul searching, painful soul searching, the kind that brings tears to your eyes and take you to your knees and like, God, okay, what is going on here? Because I don't understand what's happening. And so reflecting, going back to no self-esteem, no confidence, when you don't like people, people don't like you. Hurt people, hurt people. I used to hear one of my mentors say that, and I didn't understand it at first. Hurt people, hurt people. But when it came to me and I did that deep down soul search, it clicked. Mm-hmm. Hurt people, hurt people. And so I started to study the people that I considered were very successful. What was it? What is it about Barack Obama that people are drawn to him? What is it about Jackie O, Diana Ross, Oprah, that people are just drawn to them and they listen to their every word and they seek out their advice and their opinion matters? They're charming people. That was the missing link. I didn't have any charm.
Wow. Wait a minute. Oh, we got to hang a little anchor right there for a minute. That's deep, girl. Listen. Oh, my God.
I did not have the charm. Yes, I knew how to walk and talk, and I had the polished social skills, but I was mean as a junkyard bulldog.
You know what? I say, you know what, wow, you know what, I'm just, I mean, really, I hate to keep saying wow. If I say wow one more time, I'm going to give my own self a hand clap. But no, for real, oh, wow, I think there's 1,000, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people who definitely are going to go back and listen to this archive because they need to hear you talk about that. And I know you have some other things to say, and I thank God the broadcast will be on for a whole hour today. But let me just, could we spend, and could you just put like a mark right there in your notes?
Yes.
Mm, so you can, I need you to really help some of us get delivered from the lack of charm.
Charm is the magic ingredient. If you look at people that, it doesn't have to be a person that's in the spotlight. It could be someone in your family, people that you associate with. The person that when they walk into a party, it's like, okay, the party has started now. You know, people run to them. They want to be in their company. It's charm. And what is charm? Charm is simply deferring to the other person. Charm is simply making the people that are in your presence feel as though they are the most important person in the whole wide world. And how do we do that? We listen. We don't talk about ourselves. We don't brag about our new car, where we are going on vacation. We allow the other person to talk about themselves. And don't we all love to talk about ourselves? Don't we feel important when another person actually listens and they actually want to know what's going on in my life? Think about it. That's all charm is. Charm is serving other people. Giving of yourself. And when you do that, when you can master that, doors open up. People want to do things for you. And that shortens the learning curve, trust me.
Wow.
You can stop struggling. If you take the attention off of you, because we are in a me, I society. But when you can take the attention from you and give it to the other person, let the spotlight shine on them, you will be amazed at what happens in your personal life as well as in your professional life.
So when you go, so do you go and teach people, so the, your business, Grace and Charm, do you actually?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do personal, private coaching. I do workshops and seminars. You know, and one of the things, I just love what I do because it's so powerful. It's so powerful when you can walk into a room and people look at you and they think, that's a person I need to get to know.
And what is it about a person that draws that attraction when they walk into the room? Can you give
It starts in the mind. It starts. You have to believe it first. I believe that everything starts with the mindset. So it starts in the mind. But it's the way that you dress. Your image is just immaculate. You're groomed from head to toe. Your hair, you know, for women, your makeup, your jewelry, your wardrobe, your choice of wardrobe, it speaks volume. It says, I am successful. I am important. I'm someone you need to know. So you walk into the room. You don't just run into the room like most of us. You know, we just dash. We just barge into a room. No, you walk into the room and you stay in there for a minute and let people look at you. And there for a minute, because I mean, come on, I mean, you're grown from head to toe, you're looking good, you know you're looking good, and you stand there for a few seconds, and you survey, you spy out the land, make eye contact with various people, and smile.
Wow.
And as you make your way through the room, just stop at the person's table or, and just say, hello, my name is Walitha, and shake their hand, and your name is, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Wow.
And just make your way through the room, just doing that, introducing yourself to a few people, and then find you a seat and just have a seat and watch people start to come over to you. If they don't come over to you, they will most certainly look at you because they're wondering, who is that person?
What you say?
Who is that person?
Wow.
How simple is that?
Wow. Wow. Wait a minute. You got it back. And I know we can go back and listen to the archives. Because, you know, I'm like, I need this for myself. But I'm like, oh, I want to get every drop I can. And see, that's why, again, let me just give it up to our number one person that goes out and scouts people for us and gets us some of the best people to bring onto the show. Let's give it up for Facebook, y'all. Facebook. You know how many people I've met also. I mean, you know, I was on the other week with some millionaires that have a TV show on Centric, the Amateur Millionaires Club, Dorothy Cook, you know, Lloyd, Kenny Lloyd, Shantae Lloyd, Arlington, Erica McQueen, Helen Della Husse, all of them, you know, the millionaires. I mean, driving around in Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to them when they were just coming out of the bankruptcies and those kinds of things. So I thought that was phenomenal. I really did. I thought, you know what, that was phenomenal. But God, it's so interesting how God has so... Oh, man, and then I meet you like a week later, even though I met you about a month ago from a different radio show, and you were actually interviewing me. And I didn't know who you were. I just knew the person who had invited me there. I had never heard of you until I had to go on that person's show, and I had to look at who the interviewers were, so I looked you all up. And when I went to your website, I was like, whoa. This person is interviewing me. My goodness, she's like phenomenal. And at the time, I didn't think in my mind to have you on the broadcast. Was that, you know, we friended each other, and you know, you've made some posts and I've made some posts and things like that, or I've seen you in the speakers on the speakers group page, or and I said, wow, she's awesome. Let me see if I can get her on the show. And I'm thinking, you know, she's probably not going to have the time. She's probably way too busy. But I'll just, you know, I'll do it anyway. I'll send it.
Of course, you know, that's part of the charm. You know, you always should make time for other people. I mean, it's like, because seriously, and I'm so passionate about this. You know, who am I? Who am I? So I'm honored to be on your show.
You said that, and I thought, lady, you've been on all these TV shows, you've been, you know, big television shows, and you've been interviewed by probably some of the most well-trained interviewers out there, and, you know, you barely know who I am, and I sent you this message, you know, this inbox saying, can you be on the Lalisa Williams show? Of course, we try to pump it up and make it sound like something great, you know. Lalisa Williams, you know, hoping people will identify it with Wendy Williams' show. And I'm thinking that I'm not going to get any response back, or I'm going to get a response that says, contact this person, that person. And you said, sure, I'm honored. I'm like, whoa.
Yes, of course. You know, gosh, who am I? I mean, seriously, it's only by the grace of God. It is, and I'm always so humbled whenever I have the opportunity to speak into people's lives. Our words are powerful. And that's something that I do not take for granted at all. What I can say can change a person's life. Or it can destroy a person. It goes both ways. And we are held accountable.
Well, you're changing some lives. I know you're changing mine because, you know, I'm just I think it's Mr. Hassan Hanif. I'm going to definitely... You know, just thank him for, you know, connecting us, because if it wasn't for this other woman, Saeed Brown, who invited me to an event, I would have never met him. And then if I had not met him, he would not have invited me to his Monday show, to where I got to meet you. And so when I say give it up for Facebook, I really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
All these people.
You know, and I just want to say something about social media. And I, you know, I'm very passionate about what I do because I know the power, because it changed my life completely. Social media is a wonderful, wonderful platform to promote yourself and to make connections. I've made connections with very powerful people because of social media. Whatever you post on social media is there forever. It doesn't go away, even when you delete it. When you are on social media, you are creating a virtual resume. Be very careful of what you post, what you say, who you associate with, even on social media, because people judge you by the people you are in company with. People judge you by the way you look and what you say. And if you are an entrepreneur or a corporate professional, career professional, and you are striving to build your business or you're striving to move to that next level in your career, people will go to social media first. They will Google you first. And so if you have, and very few people can get away with this. It's always the exception to the rule. I know for the person that's going to tell me, well, so-and-so is on Facebook and they have a cocktail glass in their hand. Trust me, it's very few people that can get away with that. You do not, and I can't stress this enough, want to post photos or any images of yourself with drinks in your hands, smoking, inappropriate dress. You do not want to use foul language in social media. If you have friends that use that type of language, well, my suggestion is that you create two separate pages, one for your business and one for your family and friends. We only have 7 seconds to make a positive first impression. So, and I can prove this over and over and over again. I have gotten the majority of my business from social media. However, they always tell me, I watched you on Facebook. I like how you position yourself. I like how you present yourself. They watched me for a while before they even approached me. So trust me when I tell you, people are watching you. So if you have anything on your Facebook page, I'm just saying Facebook because I know it's where most people hang out, or LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is more professional, clean up your act because you are hurting yourself. Now, this is your choice. I'm just giving you the information because people always argue this point with me. So I'm not here to debate the issue. I'm just giving you information, and I know what works for me. And based on the research and the studies that are out there, anyone that is interested in you to do business or to even hire you, they Google you first today. We live in a fishbowl. So just take that information and, as the old folks used to say, take it with a grain of salt.
You know, well, you're in the chat room, you can see, but I know it's hard to see, talk, and respond at the same time, but there is a good conversation there in the chat room, people that are appreciating the things that you're saying, talking about social media, and I am glad that I did bring that up because those are a lot of times those are my thoughts as well about especially Facebook, because there are so many millions of people who do traffic Facebook, and because I'm also in the lifestyle of being like a recruiter and things like that, when I talk to them, I sometimes cringe when they talk about how they use social media to research possible candidates for hire.
Absolutely.
And I went on a job interview with a recruiter, a company looking for a recruiter, and that's mm-hmm. They wanted to know how experienced was I with looking for candidates mm-hmm. on internet, and one of the main sites they named was LinkedIn, mm. and
what people think is that a lot of people do believe that LinkedIn has them secluded, but LinkedIn and Facebook are like brother and sister.
They're just different platforms, and each platform has their rules.
And they have, and they're connected, and a lot of times what you post on one automatically goes to the other, and you didn't even realize it.
Yes, yes.
So a lot
yes.
of people think that, well, I'll just put all my professional stuff over there, and nobody will know all this other stuff that I do over here. But they link is what I'm, to the point I'm making. They're like brothers, like cousins. They are in cahoots. They're married.
Because first of all, when a person wants to learn about you as a person, they will look at your Facebook page because they want to know about you as a person, your lifestyle, the type of people you associate with. You know, I don't even friend people. When a person sends me a friend request, I go directly to their page first. I look at their the kind of posts that they make, the comments, the kind of conversations that they have, the friends that they associate with. And if it's full of drama and four-letter words, I don't friend them.
And, you know, that's so funny. Faith the Believer said in the chat room, she said, now you can see where you've been. And, you know, they have that little thing even on your phone that's connected to Facebook that says post something about, like, where you're at.
You know,
check in or something. Like, you know, people don't think, they think, oh, this is something cute. And they say, okay, I'm checking in at blah, 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 and I'm checking in. And, boom, it's going right to your Twitter account because Twitter and Facebook and all them are linked.
On LinkedIn, right.
Exactly. You didn't even know it was getting posted there because, like you said, I did this to my students one time, right? I don't do it every semester, but every now and again I'll think about it because, of course, a lot of my students are younger and they all have iPads. First of all, first day of class, I make them pull them all out. And then I just spend like a half hour just talking about the how much money they've invested in all this technology. And, you know, my students, they have like the fastest tools out there. Your college students, and we kind of laugh about it or what have you. I mean, some of them are older returning students or what have you, but most of them are in their early 20s, 18, 19. I get a big kick out of having them pull all their – some of them have two and three. I'm talking about serious stuff. I'm talking about iPhones, all of this, not just some little cheap thing that they got at the corner store. But then I say to them, okay, how many of you are on Facebook? They raise their hands. I'll ask them about MySpace, LinkedIn, whatever. And I says, okay. Did you know that agreement you signed? Did you read it? You know, just to get a laugh out of them. And just as I say, so you really don't know what you've agreed to. And I said, some of you be posting pictures on there. You don't even know if you're posting pornography or not.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I have
because,
seen some
yeah, but anyway, I know internet has a whole set of laws of its own and all of that. But anyway, back to the grace. Oh, I'm loving this grace. And Charm, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Ms. Walita Akil. She has this awesome life. I read in your bio that you worked for the automotive industry before.
Yeah, I did. I spent 17 years in General Motors. That's one of the decisions that my father made for my life.
Really?
Good job. Yeah, you know, good job, good benefits, you know. It's always the good job, the good benefits. I would always sit there daydreaming about the business that I would open. I always had this dream to open a beauty salon, in which I did. I had a salon for about 6 years, and I would sit there and I would draw out my floor plan of how I wanted my salon to be, you know, and everything. And, you know, I'm very open, so I'll just say that I probably spent more time off my job than I did on my job. Wherever they had where I could not be there, I took it. Well, sick leave, vacation days, no days. Because when you don't like what you do, I mean, you're just not there. And so when GM, this has been a few years back, when they first offered the buyout, I was one of the first people to sign up. I took my buyout money and I invested in my salon. And, of course, I did not tell people. I don't think I even told my parents that I was going to do this because I didn't want to hear, you're going to quit your good job with your good benefits, you know, insurance. And, like, yeah, but I didn't tell anybody that I was leaving. I just took my money, left, and opened my salon. And I operated that salon for about 6 years. That was a dream that I always had.
Wow. Well, let me see if we can, wow, that's awesome. You know, because so many people are, you know, are at these, especially now, there are so many people, Walita, that are at this transition point in life.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there sometimes, some people are there because of the economy being so bad and the loss of jobs. They're being downsized or laid off or, you know, companies are shutting down. Some people are there because of their age. They're retired, but they're not really ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just because they realize that, you know what, I really don't enjoy my life.
Right, right.
I'd be more.
Yeah, but you know what, that's the perfect opportunity. I think that's just the perfect kick in the behind that some people make. You know, when I decided, because it was a mental, it was a mindset first, I prepared myself mentally to not, for, you know, not having the lifestyle that I would have had if I stayed in General Motors. I prepared myself mentally for that, you know, for the decrease in income. When I worked for General Motors, yes, the check was there. I had insurance. I had a certain lifestyle. That's not where I wanted to be. I wasn't happy there. And I made up my mind that I was not going to retire from General Motors. And so I took the money and made one of my dreams come true, and I was happy. And I just tell people, look, I am 62 years old. You're never too old. It's never too late. I filed bankruptcy and divorce. I was in a very abusive marriage.
No.
Had a certain lifestyle. We were both community leaders. We were both spiritual leaders in the church. I mean, we sat on the front row, whatever. If you looked at us, we had the perfect life. But it was hell behind closed doors.
You've got to be.
After 17 years, I'm serious, Lalisa, I was on the verge of turning 50, and I said, God, I will not live out the rest of my life like this. I made that decision mentally, mindset, emotionally, spiritually first, because I knew that when I made that move, my life was going to change completely.
Mm.
I went from high income to no income. At 50, now at 50, and I'm scared. All these thoughts are running through my mind. Who's going to want me? I'm 50. I don't have any skills. I'm too old to go get a job. I haven't worked because I hadn't worked in years. I had a salon. I was self-employed. I was an entrepreneur. And even when I didn't do that, my husband took care of me. And so I had all these thoughts going through my mind. But I'm like, God, I cannot, I will not live the rest of my life. I'm 50 now. I'm saying the rest of my life like this. So I made that decision, and I walked away from everything. When I say everything, everything. And started all over.
My Lord. You know, that, wow. No, you know, wow. I didn't read that part in your bio. And
that's not in my bio. I don't put everything out there.
Oh, you know.
There's a time and a place to share. You know, and my bio would be, gosh, it would be more than one page if I put it everything. Oh, my God, I have a story. But I just share that to let people know, you know, you're never too young, you're never too old. And you don't have to have, and I'm a strong believer in education, so don't misunderstand me, but I just want to say that if you don't have it, don't let that stop you. There's different kinds of education. There's different types of education. So you take what you have and you learn how to monetize that. And by that, you learn how to make money off of it.
Well, you know what? That is so good. I'm glad you said that, because we have a women's leader and entrepreneur summit and expo coming up August the 25th, where we are looking to teach women how to monetize what they have, how to sell the brand, how to be charming, and also to walk and flow and behave gracefully.
Right. And when you can master those simple techniques, I mean, and it's so simple. Yes, it takes work and it takes time. It just like doors just open up. God would put you in front of people that you probably wouldn't even imagine, because it happened for me. So I know if it happened for me, it can happen for anybody. And I've seen it happen because, I coach people. I coach men and women, and they are always just like, and it's so rewarding for me when they just like, my God, you know, and they share their success stories with me. It's like, I never knew. And that's the case with most of us. We just don't know.
I guess that's why they say knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to be a life-learned student. I'm still learning. I am still learning. And I surround myself with people that are at the level that I want to be. If you're the smartest person in your group, if you're the wealthiest person in your group, you're in the wrong group.
Yes, yes. You need to get around people that can bring you up. I think that's
what
you're...
That can challenge you, that can help you see beyond, because sometimes, you know, we become stagnant. And we only see what's in front of us. But when we get around people that are... people live lifestyles that when I look at them sometimes, they're like, oh, my God, is this for real? You really live like this? Because we have no imagination, because life just beats us down.
And you know what? We have just a few minutes left to the broadcast, but just wanted to get a few things in. You brought some very, very powerful knowledge and information to the broadcast. Your website, #1, graceandcharm.com, you know, plain and simple. But what a powerful website that is full of information. You can learn more about Walita there. She has a blog. You can be part of her blog and learn constantly, daily, on the power. Wow, I love, she has a blog there, Celebrate Gorgeous Grandma Day. She has July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month. So she has a blog on that. How to Win Friends, July, she has a teleseries, Speaking from Your True Voice with Lisa Robin Young. She has World Handshake Day. She has a blog on that. So all kinds of blogs. The Up Woman is coming to Michigan, and I know the Up Woman, I met her about 5 or 6 years ago. Awesome, awesome woman if you're talking about bringing Dolores Presley.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I said, wow. And then I saw that you were connected with her, and I was like, that woman is phenomenal.
Then
you have your seminars. Top 10 tips you should know before you invest in a seminar or conference that will help you connect, communicate, and collaborate. So you know I'm going to go back and check that out, because I love doing conferences and seminars. That's my thing, Walita.
Oh, I love them too. I love being in front of people and sharing. I love it. So if ever you want a speaker, you know, reach out to me. I'm available for workshops, seminars, speaking, training.
Wow.
I'm open.
Well, you know, anybody, and you heard her, she's open. She's open. And I know she and I have talked, we talked recently about we're going to be collaborating on some projects, and we definitely want to get you down here to New Jersey. We can't wait. Wish I had known you earlier. I could have tried to get you in for this one that we're doing August the 25th, and we have other conferences here. A good friend of mine that is on the line as well, Minister Patricia Martin, she does lots of events as well, and just so many others. We just wanted to really expose you to this audience here, that people that I've met over the past 10 years or so that I've connected with, whether on Facebook or whether in person, to put someone else in our, you know, God did it. It's nothing I did. God brought you to us. He's a great connector.
Absolutely.
Amen. He's connected us. I love the program you have. My dreams do come true. So godlike. What a God. And you know, you can tell that the Holy Spirit has his hands on you, because all of your themes and topics just seem so spiritual in the sense that you can just see the presence of God, because, you know, my dreams do come true, and this is where you equip young ladies to become powerful women. You know, I wish, you know, I never got a chance to go to my prom. I was a high school dropout, and even before I dropped out, I was flunking out. So I flunking. When you're a school flunker, when you're a flunker in school, you don't have your mind set on proms and all that other little stuff that happens. So even though I made it, I was there long enough to go to a prom, at least a junior prom, but I was flunking. I wasn't into the norm of the school, which is the good stuff like your proms and graduation. So I was in that other road of the school where, you know, you didn't want nothing and they didn't present you with nothing.
Yeah, been there, done that.
They have those two tracks. And unfortunately, a lot of parents don't know that. Feel that they dress you, give you lunch, and send you off, that you're in the one track, but there's two tracks in schools. There's the track, but anyway, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah,
that's another show. And it's the same in life. There's two tracks. There's a track for the people. If you're on the right track, all the good stuff is already lined up in that track.
Absolutely.
You don't have too much to get it. It's just there. You just have to keep walking on that path, which may be hard because you got everything pulling you to the other path. But that other path is full of stuff, too, and everything on that path is negative and bad.
Yeah, that's wisdom right there, sister.
But ain't that the truth?
That's the truth. That's it for life, period, you know.
Well, you know, and we know the Bible talks about them two paths, too, but in the real world, we see it. You and your website, again, you can go there. You can get her books. I did post on Facebook the one book, but I was meaning to read off the topics before we get off the air of her other books. She's the author of Sister to Sister, A Guide for the African-American Girl. Women Who Win is Business Etiquette That Leads to Triumph in Life and Business. Madam CEO, How to Think and Act Like a Chief Executive Officer, and then Think Like an Entrepreneur, What You Need to Consider Before You Write a Business Plan. So here's what I'm saying. We have the Women's Leader and Entrepreneur Summit and Expo coming up August the 25th. And, you know, we will definitely be looking to see how we can make sure people, women who come to this event, they also know about you, even though I know it's short notice and you can't come and things like that. But we want to look to find a way to make sure you're included, if nothing more. If you have some promo materials you can send to us, we'll put it in their bags, or, you know, we'll put the material out on our, we'll have an information table where people can just stop by that table and pick up different, you know, different.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, we love you. You are awesome. I'm telling you. You have just really, it says grace and charm, become more charming, persuasive, and memorable. God has given you a God idea. You're an awesome woman. You know, you've been through a lot, but you know, he says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
For you to come here and share with us, and not only the good things and the great things, and but you've also shared some of the hard things. And I think that people realize that, well, what I'm going through ain't that bad, or even if it is that bad, there's others that have been through just as bad or not as bad, but look how they've overcome. We're out of time, so and the people in the chat room will lose sound in another 30 seconds or so. But thank you so much for sharing with us today. Talked about social media. You talked about how you can win more customers, how you can expand your business, grow your business. You talked about how you can pick yourself up and dust yourself off and still make it to the finish line, still make it on top. Of the people that we network with and who we should network with and how to network with people that have more than what you have, that's doing more than what you have, so they can bring you up. You really talked about a lot, and we just so, have I missed anything?
Well, you know, we talked about so much, but sister, I think you did a great job covering it. I mean, that's awesome that you're able to speak all that back.
Yeah, you know, I was a horrible student in school, flunked out. But one thing God did was, for me, he showed me the error of my ways. So he showed me that a lot of that flunking had to do with just not paying attention.
Mm. A lot of students need to hear that.
That's all. If I had just paid attention, I really could have done 100 times better. But who knew? I was busy daydreaming about, well, we didn't call him Pookie back then, so I guess John. And, you know, it wasn't no, you know, Walif and all that stuff. So, but again, people are not really ready for that kind of trip. Sometimes, you know, you daydreaming about, you know, the Jetsons. Or can I get home in time to watch the Jetsons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't always about the opposite sex. Sometimes it's just about, and, you know, am I going to get a beating because I know I didn't clean that room up? That was my biggest daydream. My mother, boy, she had us on threat. And the thing is, but wasn't smart enough to go on and clean the room up to avoid the beating, to therefore avoid the daydreaming so I could focus on schoolwork.
Yeah, I know. We it's just amazing that when we think back and look back, but, you know, just thank God. I always thank God, you know, that he's a God of a second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance, sixth chance.
How about chance to the umpteenth power? Because I was, and you know what, before we get off of here, I'm so good. I know the chat room has already lost power. They can go back and listen to, I call this the extra stuff. They can go back and listen to the archives. But you know what, it's so funny that you, here's just, you know, God, he just blows my mind. Before I went into the military, so it had to be 1976. Now, I went to the military in 1980, so let's say around 1976 or 1975, something like that. Well, anyway, I was in this program. It was one of those CETA programs in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from. And this new program had opened up there. Well, CETA was, you know, of course, was training people. And we had I don't know if you know this, you probably do, but, you know, we had a General Motors plant in Cincinnati, Ohio,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In a little town called Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody worked there. Everybody worked there, made all this money. If you worked back then, if you worked at General Motors, you lived like a king and queen.
Right. Uh-huh. I know.
Cincinnati. Now, if you lived in New Jersey, you just lived middle class on that salary. But if you were in Cincinnati, you were the upper echelon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You lived out in Indian Hill. You were living in $500,000 homes back then in the 70s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So that's what the General Motors folk were like, right? And so everybody, that was their dream, was to work at General Motors because, you know, Cincinnati is not that large, and that was one of the biggest companies we had there. Well, this program came to town, CETA program, government jobs, going to train you, blah, blah, blah. So my mother, who worked for the IRS, was always in tune to that stuff. So even though I was at home doing nothing, she would make me go to these programs. So she made me go to this program, and so everybody in the program was supposed to get hired at General Motors when they finished the 8 weeks. And the 8 weeks were spent doing just basic math and science, a little reading and writing, whatever, whatever, in this room, whatever, whatever, with about 30 other students, all African-Americans in the inner city of Cincinnati. So here I am waiting to get my job, and I'm just talking stuff, and I'm like, work at General Motors. I didn't plan where I'm going to shop and what I'm going to buy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everybody, so, you know, of course, on that Friday, your name, it just went down the line. Whoever signed into the program, you was next. So every week, you know, we would celebrate. Somebody got hired. Oh, yeah, you go. We're going to see you driving your whatever cars they buy at that time, mm-hmm. Cadillacs, whatever. Well, the week for me to go, they sent a notice, came down to Cincinnati, Ohio, from Department of Labor or whatever it was called back then. The program was closed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Let that sink in for a minute.
All your dreams were dashed.
Dashed is an understatement. Dashed is if you couldn't get a job at the local Shillitoe's. This was my queen job. Are you kidding me? I got my GED that I went back and got. I'm sitting down here in this program. I'm broke, living in the projects.
Mm.
And I'm about to get hired at General Motors, and I ain't did nothing special but wake up and come down here and sit in the classroom.
Wow.
Next in line, everybody else, the 25 people before me, all got the job.
Mm.
Taking us on a tour. We saw the plant. They took us to Fisher Body up in Dayton somewhere.
Man, you made a mistake.
Girl, I talked to women on the assembly line who look just like me, giving them high fives, can't wait to get started there. The week for me, not the month ahead of time, not 6 months, the week that I'm supposed to go, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, I'm supposed to go sit down with them and get my day to start.
Mm.
And I'm told, that's it, the program, bye, get out of this building, this program is over. Okay, so anyway, and people wonder how I ended up doing some other crazy stuff. Come on. I was done. I'm surprised I didn't go off and become something even worse than what I did do. I was done.
Mm.
You know. And so I said all that to say that, and then I meet, you know, you, and you tell me you work there. And so I just really am like, I just want to
God, yeah. I mean, I'm always amazed at God. You know, we can't even fathom what he does and how he does it and in his timing.
I mean, you could have worked anywhere else. You could have worked at AT&T. You could have been at Bell Labs, all these other companies. But General Motors, the very thing that I felt at that time was like ripping the scepter out of, you know, King, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar's hands or something. I felt like the kingdom was just ripped from me. That's why I hate the devil today. And you know,
I know you made a mistake. You're not talking to me.
Girl, I'm young. I'm only like barely 19.
Mm.
No, I'm 18. I'm 19, maybe 20, possibly 20. Because I went into the Navy a couple of years later. I was 23. So I probably was like just turning 20. I was about to be set. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
General Motors and since 20, no kids, no husband. The man I had, I could have easily dumped him.
Yeah, because you was set.
Girl, I was about to be rolling. Do you understand me?
And probably didn't have a plan B.
I did not. Are you kidding? That's the whole point. I was next. We were sitting there waiting every week for about 7 weeks. And on the very last week of the 8 weeks that all of us had signed up for, and then we just went, and they tell me that they don't job, ain't no job. And so, as a matter of fact, I believe that's how I ended up working at Kenner's. They said, well, we got a factory, you know, they make the little toys.
Uh-huh.
Y'all remember this little toy years ago called Tree Top or Tree House or something? And
yeah, I remember that little toy.
Yeah, that little toy when I was supposed to be working on cars. They had me on some little plastic toy. I was supposed to be working on cars, girl. But you know what, though? But, you know, God is so good because, you know, when they took me through that plant, I was scared. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, this looks like, you know, they got people with torches on, you know.
I know. It was frightening for me, too, as well. It was.
Down these big cars, these big bodies and parts of the car, and they took us to the they had to show us where the transmissions come from. They took us up there, and I was like, oh my God, I could. And that's what, see, the Lord really knows what's in our heart. So in my heart was really a lot of fear.
Yes, I know. I've been there. I'm scared. I was so scared. I didn't talk to nobody.
Wow. Who knows if I would have gone there and something? Who knows what would have happened? We think that it's something taken from us that was a bad thing, but it might have been a good thing that God didn't allow that because I probably wasn't ready.
Right. And well, I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, I probably would have suffered some type of, who knows what could have happened. Because here's the oddest thing. And then 3 years later, I go into the military and become a jet mechanic. So I and aced everything, and so I was and worked on F-14s, okay, 20 times bigger than a car. So I really was capable, but I really think that's why I'm really into fear and stuff like that. Like, and stuff that's really deep in your heart. So I'm just so glad that, you know, you came and brought that out as well to talk about, you know, we should go back to, you know, think about things when we were children.
Yes.
What we really, like, this is more in line with what I wanted to do when I was five. It wasn't, mm-hmm. I didn't really have no dream to work in a car factory.
Right. I know I did.
But you did. You was living like for a minute.
That was where the good money was and the good benefits, you know.
Girl, the money was, I know, I mean, I'm telling you, if it's any, and then they shut that, and you, of course, you know the story, they shut that whole plant in Cincinnati, and unfortunately, a lot of people took their lives behind it.
Oh, wow, it wasn't like that serious for me. I was like, I'm out of here.
Well, them people, no, shut that plant down, they just came, like, I believe it was like they were working one day on Friday, and I believe they just came and told them. It was sudden for them.
Mm.
I mean, they had a plan and all that, but, I mean, it was a lot of them had no clue because at that time I had many, many friends who worked there.
Wow.
People were devastated. It shut the whole town down.
I know. Well, that's same thing happened here in Flint, so I know. I know. It's just too bad.
Yeah, it was devastating. So we're not going to hold you any longer. I just wanted to tell my little General Motors story. I'm sure you hear a ton of them, but you probably haven't heard one quite like that.
No, I haven't heard that one. That was a new one.
That was a girl, listen, they took my queenship from me.
But look what you have now.
But wait a minute. God. Here's the reason they closed the program. Here's why they did it.
Uh-huh.
They found that the program, I probably could have still went and got the job, but of course without knowledge. They only closed the program. General Motors didn't stop hiring people from off of that kind of system we were on, like unemployed, low income, and all that. They closed that program, who was supposed to be funneling people to them. They closed them down because they were misappropriating the funds.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that going on back then, too. That was easy money for those companies that had those programs.
Exactly. What they were doing was, they were supposed to be taking random people like myself or whatever and putting me and General Motors. They were putting their cousins and their friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they found out about it, and then they shut the program down. So I probably still could have got the job, but, again, it wasn't meant to be. I understand that part about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you have been such a blessing, and we can't thank you enough. We thank you for taking the time to be here with us today. But we know people have schedules to go to, and we thank those who listened in. We know those who will tune into the archives will get a bit extra. So if you want to connect with Walita, if you want to, you know, sign up for her coaching, go to her website, graceandcharm.com. You can also connect with her on Facebook as well. She's a wonderful person, and we hope that we haven't kept her too long. That she won't want to come back.
No, it's been my pleasure. I mean, absolutely. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
Oh, you are so welcome. You have been so charming, and we thank all those who stayed listening in. And we will see you again tomorrow morning back on the show, 7 a.m. This has been an awesome time with the wonderful Walita Akil. She's a fabulous woman, phenomenal. You saw Fab Five. Well, she's Fabulous One. Have a great and wonderful Wednesday.
Okay, we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.